MTB Cast.
Hey everyone, this is Bonnie Gagnon-Larvik calling in from Butte, Montana. As many of you know, I've been here for a few days, and the reason for that is because I've been experiencing some very severe pain in my right hand to the point where I literally could not brake with my rear brake. So I was primarily relying, which you should, you know, a lot of times, relying on my front brake. But I would have to stop on every descent for after like 90 seconds just to take a break. I was hoping when I got here to Butte that taking a few days off would help the situation, which it has not. And so I elected to go to see a hand and wrist specialist, who's a surgeon, today while my bike was being worked on at Svend and Anaconda. So at Svend and Anaconda, they put on a few things to get me up a little bit more upright, an extension, and just trying to figure out what we could do to make the pressure on my hands less severe. But in the meantime, I went to see Dr. Burt at the Pinsler Surgical Specialist Facility, and he's apparently quite well known in this field, so I was really glad to see him. A very, very nice guy. Unfortunately, I have been diagnosed with acute carpal tunnel syndrome in my wrist and my hand. And though discouraged to do so, Bert offered me a shot that might, after 48 hours, provide some healing, or not healing, but some numbing effect, in which case I would be able to continue on with less pain, but the nerve damage would become, of course, more severe as I would press myself. I know that the race, but really a lot of the tough part of the race is actually behind me. I've gotten through it all. And having finished the course last year, I'm familiar with the remainder of the race. And I can tell you that at this point in the game is really when I would settle into my groove and just sort of my comfort zone. The saddle sores have gone mostly away. I'm starting to feel stronger. My lungs are feeling better. So this is really when I hit my cruise control point. So to make this call to tell you all today and right now that I'm scratching is really, really a difficult call to make. It's not what I wanted, obviously, not what I intended. And my heart and my body and my mind are in it for the long haul, but my hand and my wrist have other plans. So, you know, you got to step back sometimes and look at the big picture. You know, I love this race. It's absolutely my favorite. The Ferni alternate route was phenomenal. I know it's, you know, you've all heard it's brutal. It's, it is amazing. But, you know, some of us are sick and we love those types of things. And I'm one of those people that really embrace that type of challenge where you just push yourself to the limit. So, unfortunately, I have to tell you all goodbye. But, you know, my plan is to go home and go see a surgeon and get my hand fixed right away and get back on the bike as soon as I can and start getting those miles underneath my feet and start training up again for next year. And so to all of you still out on the course, I wish you all the best and congratulations to everyone who started this race. Because just to prepare yourself enough to step up to the line is a huge feat, and to make it even 1 mile is an accomplishment. So I'm proud of everyone. And it's been so great to meet everyone, so many different people from around the world. Last year was just a phenomenal group of people to meet and to get to know just a little bit. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for all your support. Joe, thanks for all you do. Pat Hall, thank you so much for your friendship and for your support, and as well to my family. And I will talk to you all again soon. Bye.